From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning and welcome everyone to our program. Thank you for joining with us around God's Word. We will be turning to Mark chapter 9 in a moment or two. But perhaps I could ask our regular listeners to encourage family members and friends and neighbours to join with us in our programmes. I know many of you do, and I'm very grateful, but maybe there is someone you could encourage to listen to our broadcast and so present them with the gospel. Please remember also to continue to pray for this witness. Now we're turning to verse 14 of Mark chapter 9, and we'll begin our reading there. And after we've read a portion, we will have the old-fashioned Revival Hour Quartet singing for us, O Love That Will Not Let Me Go. Verse 14 then. And when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him saluted him. And he asked the disciples, What question ye with them? And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit, and wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answered him and saith, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him to me. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him straightway, the spirit tear him, and he fell to the ground, and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, How long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, Of a child. And oft times it hath cast him into the fire, and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us, and help us. Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out, and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. And we will end our reading there, knowing God will bless it to our hearts. Now here's that gospel hymn by the old-fashioned Revival Hour Quartet, O Love That Will Not Let Me Go.
Shall teach you live.
Will you now turn with me, please, to the portion we read a few minutes ago, beginning at the verse 14. The Lord Jesus and his three disciples who had accompanied him have descended from the mountain, and they have returned to the company of the rest of the disciples. The company of Moses and Elijah is replaced by unbelieving scribes and the opponents of Christ. They have turned from the heavenly company up there on the Mount of Transfiguration, where Christ's glory was revealed, down to the dark battle between good and evil, between God and the devil, the melancholy scene of satanic oppression. We leave the glory of the mountaintop for the shadow of life's difficulties as epitomized in the young boy possessed by a devil and the great difficulties the disciples had in trying to help him. Praise God, the believer has the glorious hope of a reversal of this change taking place one day. Today we find ourselves like these poor disciples, surrounded by opposition and difficulties and problems. But one day it will be the mountain top of everlasting glory in the presence of the Lord Jesus. But in the meantime, it is our lot as Christians to battle on against the elements of darkness. Let's note today the helplessness of the disciples in the absence of the Lord Jesus Christ. What a lesson there is for us there to learn. Consider the disciples in their disarray, in their difficulties, and in their despair. We read in verse 16 that the Lord Jesus asks the scribes, "What question ye with them?" How quick the great shepherd of the sheep is to come to the aid of his sheep and to challenge the opponents. What are you questioning them about? And one of the multitude, we are told in the verse 17, tells of how his son is possessed with a dumb spirit, and that spirit just does with him whatsoever he will. Verse 18, he teareth him, and the boy foams and gnashes with his teeth, and he's pining away. The disciples are unable to help the boy. He has been brought to them by the Father, but the disciples were unable to do anything. No matter how they tried, there was no defeating of the powers of darkness, and no delivering of the child. We have a scene here in these verses that very clearly portrays the church today. For it is clear to be seen today that the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is not sent forth in the power that it has been on former occasions. You have but to contrast what we read in chapter 6 of Mark and the verse 15, where these same disciples cast out many devils, but now the disciples are helpless in the face of satanic opposition. In the Church of Christ here in this land, there have been days of victory in the past. There was hardly a home that wasn't in some way or other affected by the power of the gospel. But we have to recognize that things are different today. Sin is abounding. The breaking of God's law takes place every day. Indeed, God's law isn't even recognized anymore as a law. Men despise the precepts of the gospel as superstitious, outdated, not for them. And the Church of Christ is helpless. We can challenge, we can refute what men say, but our answers seem to have little impact. We're like Samson. He had been strong and had seen many victories over the enemies of God, but see him now, shorn of his strength and a mere slave to his old enemies. So many today within the professing church have become slaves to the world and to its ways. Many have adopted the ways, have adopted the fashions, have adopted the standards, have adopted the appearance of the world. No greater evidence of defeat can be manifested. We're like those disciples. They were in disarray, unable to combat the dark power that possessed that little boy, and they were now mocked by the scribes, and I can almost hear them. Can't you? Where's your power? Oh, how they sneered at them. You will notice that the problem was unbelief. Our Saviour, upon hearing what is taking place, says in verse 19, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And unbelief is the problem still today. There is no question about that. There is not a believing in the promises of God. The knowledge of God's word has greatly departed from the house of God. You can meet Christians, and they couldn't even recite to you the books of the Bible, let alone acknowledge that they have ever read all of the Bible. Now, where we are ignorant of the Bible, there is unbelief, because faith flourishes upon the Word of God. Faith is strengthened by the Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing. And where there is an ignorance of God's Word, then you have a shallowness of faith. And the great preaching of God's Word is a thing of the past. Men today will stand up in pulpits, and they will set out a verse, and skim a little off the surface. That amounts to an exposition. That is not how it ought to be. I tell you, there's a need for us to get back to the Bible. There is a need for God's servants today to study the Word of God, to show themselves approved unto God, workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. Oh, that we might, even in our studies here on this program, see faith among God's people being recovered and strengthened. We're going to leave our study there, and we're going to return to it again next week. Just before we go, let me invite you to the reopening of Corrigarry Free Presbyterian Church near Drum in County Monaghan this coming Saturday at 3 o'clock. The church was damaged by fire some time ago. You will be made very welcome at this special service. Please remember our program tonight at 9 o'clock. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His Word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.